might say, why do you put yourself through this again within a few days? It's still as traumatizing and as painful, even though I kind of witnessed all this the last few years. I lived all my life in Aleppo. I went to its university where I studied. All the images that we saw in the film are familiar to me. I'm sorry, I'm still a bit shaken by it. I think the point that Wad made when she was at the Q&A after the preview last week was that this is still happening. This is still happening in 2019 in Idlib. Idlib is still being shelled. There are 3 million people there, where a lot of people who left Aleppo at that time after the siege actually were relocated in Idlib. And Idlib now is the last area outside the regime's control in Syria, and it is being shelled on a daily basis.
Wad al-Khatib actually, you know, shared with us what it was actually like being in Aleppo under those bombs. What they went through in Aleppo is happening right now in Idlib, because many people here will know about all the hospitals being bombed in Idlib. It's the very same thing, but why many people are so worried about Idlib, as you probably also know, is that there are 3 million in Idlib. It's a much bigger potential catastrophe with the same kind of suffering, but on an even greater industrial scale.
I think a lot of people here, they don't know what happened in Syria. Syria now, I think, have more than 6 armies. America, Russia, Israel, Lebanon, Iraq, Turkey, all that for killing Syrian people. Now in Syria, we have more than 1 million shaheed. It's like more than 1 million people die. We have more than 2 million people in a prison. We have more 700,000 people, they have a disability. We have a lot of things in Syria. I'm sorry, my English is little, but I hope you understand what I have to say. Now in Syria, we have a lot of things. Every day we have, it's like 200 people died from Russia.
A lot of Syrians feel that the revolution has lost. In reality, the regime has recaptured most of the areas that fell under the control of the opposition, and the likelihood is that it will recapture the rest of the country. However, I think the revolution has brought a lot of good things for the Syrian people and for the world as well. I think there was a huge barrier of fear that we Syrians, Mohammed would I'm sure agree with me, we grew up in a huge kind of paranoia and fear. We feared each other, we couldn't speak, we couldn't open our mouths to say anything against the regime. This has changed dramatically after the revolution. People are not scared anymore, are not afraid.
In actual fact, it's not my first time seeing some of the footage, because we saw it while it was happening. And we knew as people were put on the buses out of Aleppo, and as they've been put out of the buses from Ghouta and Douma and Daraa and all of the places that have been taken over by the regime since, and while they were being sent up to Idlib, we all said and we all knew that Idlib was going to be the final solution, that they were being kettled into Idlib so that what is happening now could happen. And that is the absolutely extraordinary thing, isn't it? I mean, it's like the, you know, when I was watching her, you know, it's really a diary, isn't it, of her life. And you think of the diary of Anne Frank, you know. And, you know, as you say, we would have said, oh, you know, had we known, we would have stopped it. But we do know, we have known, we've known for years, we've watched it. And it's still happening. And, you know, in our Twitter feed, in the organization, we see this every single day. There was a little girl of 6 killed yesterday. Her little 6-year-old twin survived, but that's just one in hundreds over the last, hundreds of children killed over the last few months, thousands of people killed.
Normally when we see these terrible, you know, crimes against humanity committed on a sort of a systematic basis for a long period of time, they're always after the fact, and sometimes the reaction is, if only we had known.
but we do know what's going on.
Devastating, traumatic film, and I was dreading seeing it, and I'm so glad I did, but it was so great to get more people to see this film. It's just amazing.
It's amazing, and that what happened, it is true, it's happened in Syria, and a lot of story, it is like just like part of story in Syria.
Extremely angry, just extremely angry.
Powerfully shocking about humanity, actually. Yeah. I can't really speak.
It was extremely moving, and it really made the story so clear about what happened in Aleppo in 2016 and before, and the nature of the revolution. And it's extraordinary how little of that story really gets out into the media in this country and abroad. It's essential viewing.
Can I just ask you what you take away from the film?
Look, I had no idea, really. It's pretty amazing. I'm pretty shattered. Yeah.
I found it harrowing, but really necessary to watch rather than just kind of turn away from something like it, you know. But I felt that, you know, usually on the news we'll just see something, like little snippets. This was feature length, so you couldn't really turn away from it. So it forced you to really see exactly what's happening rather than something just being a little soundbite or some quick little clip that we'd see on the news that we could easily switch off and go on to another channel.
It really should be shown on RTE. It needs to be shown on RTE.
I find it difficult to talk about it, and I dread going out now and getting on a bus to go home to Rathfarnham and look around me on the bus and know that none of these people have the slightest idea of what's happening there.
Well, first of all, I'm very shook up by it.
Yeah.
Wad, when she was leaving our home, she took the rose bush, and I felt that I really wanted to appeal to the audience. Why can't we, like the plant, grow a lobby and get in touch with Europe or get into, you know, I think we need to save the 3 million, and it's much more than 3 million anyway in Idlib. Because the 3 million, in my understanding, are only the refugees to Idlib. There's also the Idlib population. There are 2 million in prisons, and that's they're all conservative estimations. And I feel that we ought to do something. I'm tired of talking and thinking, and my head is bursting with thinking. Yeah. I think we need action.
You know, because it was so personalised, and because it was a woman, and because it was as if they illustrated the politics of the revolution through how they lived, rather than talking about polemics or whatever. So you were right there in it with them. You felt the commitment, you felt the fear, you felt the love, the humour, the laughter. But I found it extremely difficult to watch. I'd say I cried for most of it, and I was sitting between two Syrians, and they cried their way through it, and their men, you know. And it's hard not to feel extremely angry and frustrated and furious that this is the true story, and it's taken this long for it to come out, and for, you know, a cinema full of people to actually know what the lived reality was and is for Syrians who refuse to accept the control of a murderous dictator like Assad, or the, you know, extremist, repressive politics of Islamic extremists. So, you know, they're caught between these crab pincer claws. They always have been. And the biggest part of Assad and Putin's agenda was to deny their existence, to wipe them off the face of the earth, you know, through propaganda, through lies, and with bombs. To literally, you know, make sure that people don't know that there were all these people in Syria, peaceful, committed, looking for freedom and democracy and justice, looking for freedom from fear and suspicion and paranoia and dictatorship and all those things that they had been living under for 40 years.
This documentary is just so powerful in its truth, especially from a woman's perspective. What she suffered, a young girl, just about to go to college to start a degree, and she went out protesting like we would do ourselves, you know, out in the streets. And that is being portrayed by the left, unfortunately, all over the world, not just in Ireland, but in the States as well, that that's a lie.